and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hi friends, I am so excited to welcome you to today's episode of the Brand Strategy Podcast. Now, we're gonna be diving into a little tough love today, friend, and this episode is specifically for my fellow entrepreneurs who have been dreaming of elevating their brands, but are feeling a block when it comes to taking that next step. Today, I want to walk you through the three biggest blocks that are unintentionally holding you back from elevating your brand and reaping all the benefits that that investment brings. So be sure to grab a second cup of coffee, settle in with me today, and let's get to it. Now, over the past 7 years that I have worked as a brand designer and strategist, I have had the absolute honor of connecting with hundreds and hundreds of creative entrepreneurs just like you who are in active seasons of growth within their businesses. Now, most of the time when someone is inquiring to work with me, they are either a brand new entrepreneur who really understands the powerful foundation that solid brand strategy and cohesive design can create for them, or they are already an established entrepreneur who is looking to pivot, looking to scale to the next big, bright thing. And they know that their brand is holding them back from achieving those goals. When I am being honest, when I am thinking through the incredible entrepreneurs that I have had the honor of working with over the years, the kinds of entrepreneurs where we have seen the most dramatic results, I'm talking heartfelt brands that as soon as we've launched, they have booked ideal clients within 24 hours or less after that launch. I'm talking about brands where we have revealed their new brand, their heartfelt new strategy, and they've been able to really book ideal clients to the tune of 50K months. Now, I'm not sharing those exciting wins that my clients have experienced to, you know, sound braggadocious or dazzle you or anything like that. I am sharing those numbers with you to honestly paint a picture of the kind of success you can experience if you choose to work with a brand designer who will first and foremost start with a clear strategic foundation. They first and foremost will guide you through a brand strategy method that equips you to understand the why, the vision, the mission, the values, the differentiators, the ideal client behind your brand so that you can design with intention together. This is a part of my signature brand development process that I guide my own clients through. And I actually teach designers and strategists my step-by-step method inside the brand strategy school. But that's another conversation for another day. Today, I want us to be talking about what is standing in your way of achieving that unbridled level of success that I know is possible for you. There's just a few things that are holding you back. As we really dive into this conversation today, I also think it's important that we just have a little honesty hour here, friend. If you are stumbling with any of these three blocks, they're holding you back, you're feeling limited, I don't want you to feel shame or guilt or any kind of negative emotion around that. These are really common mistakes. These are common mistakes that I've seen my own clients make at one point or another. These are common mistakes that I have seen dozens, if not hundreds of creative entrepreneurs over the years make. And so you're not alone. And there's good news. You're not alone and there is hope. So today we're going to talk through these three blocks that are holding you back so that you can move forward with confidence and clarity towards the other side, towards that dream brand that you have been longing to bring to life. So the first most common block that I see creatives wrestle with when it comes to elevating your brand is they are fearful of that initial investment. And I get it. I really do. Investing in anything with a high price tag for your business can feel really scary. Earlier this year, I invested in a group program for myself, and it had a price tag that honestly shocked me. And I was really nervous to kind of put my money where my mouth was. You know, I talk a lot about the quality of, powerful education and the importance of investing in yourself. I mean, if I'm being honest, I lead a group coaching program for creatives, the Heartfelt Brand Society. I mean, I know a thing or two about investing in yourself. And I really discovered a program that I felt like could really help me with one of my big goals for 2019. But of course, I had a little bit of hesitation when I saw that price tag. But you know what? I sat down, I looked at the numbers, I looked at the value that this program promised me. I looked at the return that I could experience if I invested in this upfront and I did the work. And I discovered that if I made that initial investment, I could reap, I mean, 3, 4, 5 times that investment if I put my head down and I did the work. So I knew going into it, yes, initially this is a little bit scary, a little bit uncomfortable, but I am worth it. My business is worth it. And I believe in myself that if I take this leap, I can guarantee my own success. I don't need someone to hold my hand through this. Just tell me what to do and I will go and do it. And that is what I found to be true with investing in your brand as well, friend. If you are on the cusp of a rebrand, or if you are starting a new business and you want to set it up for success, one of the best investments that I believe you can make is investing in a quality brand. Why? Having a quality brand is going to position you as an expert in your industry. It's going to show people that you have it together and that you are not just some random person who popped up one day and decided to open an Etsy shop or to launch a website or to start offering services. Your branding helps to legitimize your business, and it also offers you the tools you need to clearly communicate to your ideal client that you are the only solution for their needs or their pain points. When done well, your visual brand and overarching brand strategy can literally propel you on to heartfelt new heights. That is why when I am working with my own branding clients, I am literally building the process that we walk through around their unique goals so that I can create a brand that positions them in the right way with their ideal clients, that helps them be perceived in a specific way, that helps them raise their prices and hit audacious, big, beautiful financial goals, that helps them scale their businesses by growing a team or diving into a new service or pivoting away from an old audience and reaching a new audience. I mean, I could go on and on and on. I think at this point, you're totally tracking with me here and you're starting to see that investing in your brand, it's not just about a pretty logo or a gorgeous website. I mean, yes, those are deliverables that your designer should be giving you, but it's about investing in an experience that equips you with the tools you need to chase after your definition of success. And I'm massively, massively passionate about equipping my own clients with those tools. So if you're feeling kind of a roadblock in front of you when it comes to elevating your brand, a really common one might be that investment. You might be fearful of taking that plunge. Now, I believe that if you truly see the value in something and you believe that that can help you better your life or your business, you can find a way to make it happen. I will say there's a little asterisk next to that in my head. I'm a really big proponent of making wise financial investments. So I never want to encourage someone to invest in something that is going to put them into heavy debt or that is going to kind of be the difference between paying your mortgage this month and not paying your mortgage. I just, those are not wise financial investments in my mind. And this is purely my opinion. Obviously, I am not a financial advisor. Please don't interpret this as financial advice. But in my own life, in my own business, I've really focused on making investments that I know are doable for me, even if they're uncomfortable. But there's a difference between an investment that's uncomfortable and an investment that is unwise. Like investing in this program that I invested in earlier this year, it was a little bit uncomfortable in the sense of like, whoa, that's a lot of money, but I could do it. I financially could make it happen. Maybe I needed to restructure things a little bit. Like instead of maybe investing in new equipment this year, I took that part of my budget and I put it towards my education fund. But I would never have made that investment if it was the difference between putting food on the table or, you know, being able to help my husband with, you know, his own medical bills from earlier this year or something like that. I never would have made that call. Even if I like, you know, am betting on myself. Yes, I believe that I can turn something around, that I can make a great, I really experience a great return on a big initial investment, but I'm never going to do that in a way that is jeopardizing my family's security, if that makes sense. So I will say, if you want something bad enough, you can find a way, unless there's really not a way, and that's okay. This doesn't need to be a big thing that you get caught up in your head where you're overthinking it, you're beating yourself up, you're wishing that you had, you know, like all the dollars in the world. I really encourage you to take the emotion out of it and instead focus on what is true. If you are going to elevate your brand, will you see a return on that investment? For your specific goals, will that investment propel you forward? Will it help you reach those goals or surpass those goals? The person who you're wanting to work with, are they the right person to guide you on that journey? And in terms of timing, I know that right now you're dreaming of elevating your brand. Do you realistically have the time and energy to fully invest in this experience so that you can see the best, biggest return on that initial investment of time and energy? If you can start to kind of walk through some of those questions, I really do believe that that can help point you in the right direction. Okay, so that is block number one. You're a little intimidated by that initial investment, which is okay. Again, this is a no shame zone, so don't beat yourself up about any of these mistakes. The second block that you might be experiencing, you're looking at what everyone else is doing. Now, this is a tricky block because it's a little bit self-sabotaging in a way. What I mean by that is you might think that you're elevating your brand. You might think that you're moving forward, doing the right things, sprucing up your Instagram presence, refreshing your website, maybe, you know, commissioning a new logo on Fiverr or something like that. You might think that you're doing the right things, but ultimately you are taking half-hearted steps that are putting you closer and closer and closer to someone else's definition of success instead of your own. If you are trying to elevate your brand when you are turning your head to your left and your right and you're looking at what all the cool kids are doing around you, what everyone in the industry is doing, that is not going to give you the space and the mental clarity you need to figure out how your most elevated brand can actually come to life. Instead, it's just going to give you a really jumbled view of what everyone else is doing. And it kind of puts you in this position where like you begin to piece together parts of this puzzle that you think are going to make this like gorgeous, cohesive, elevated, sophisticated brand. But in the end, it's just this like Picasso-esque, like crazy mess that's not coming together the way that you originally envisioned it. And that's because you were making half-hearted steps forward towards what someone else wanted, what you saw someone else doing, without being honest with yourself and recognizing what you wanted or needed. So oftentimes when we're looking at what other people are doing, we're looking at maybe what experts, quote unquote, are telling us to do, or what, like I said, the cool kids on social media are doing. And we get blinded by the steps that they're taking. And we forget that the steps that they're taking were carefully honed to propel them towards their goals. And they were designed to work with their businesses, and they were designed to work with their ideal clients. They weren't necessarily designed to work with your ideal clients, your business, or your goals. And so, of course, following in the footsteps of someone else and not creating a brand with your truest intentions in mind is only going to lead to burnout and disappointment, if I'm being honest, disappointment in the long run. So instead, what we want to do, we don't want to look at what other people are doing. We want to put on our blinders and we want to get really honest with ourselves about what your most elevated brand would look like. And that's where a brand strategist and a designer really can come in to help you on that journey. Unless you have design experience and a really clear gift with walking through these kinds of changes on your own, oftentimes you can experience so much benefit from having someone essentially on your team, on your side, who's helping you navigate the rebranding or the brand refresh process. That expert can come in and help you identify what next steps need to happen, what parts of your brand need to be elevated, what parts of your brand maybe need to be shifted completely. Or if you're starting from scratch, they can help you do the initial research that it takes in order to build a brand on a powerful foundation that has longevity in mind. So the second block you might be experiencing, you're looking at what everybody else is doing when instead, sweet friend, you just need to keep your blinders on. Now, the third common block that I see so many creatives make, and this is a really easily fixable one, honestly. It's something that's really common, but also good news, there is an easy fix to it. And that is you're not prioritizing your own business. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. You're not prioritizing your own business. Now, this one might sneak up on you. This one might be something that you just kind of like wake up one day and you realize like, wow, I've been talking this big talk about prioritizing my own business and investing in my own business, but I'm actually not doing it. I talk about it. You know, I've included it in my power sheets. I've included it in all my goal setting tools for 2019. But when I look at the actions I've taken, I haven't done any of it. If you remember at the beginning of this episode, I told you that when I decided to invest in this program for myself, I realized that I wasn't prioritizing my own business. I was talking about the importance of investing in quality education for others, but I was neglecting that need within my own business. And so that was kind of a little moment of clarity where I had the choice to ignore it and kind of like try and sweep it under the rug and just act like, oh no, everything's fine. I didn't do that. Or I could just own up to it and be like, oh yeah, I realize that I have an opportunity to prioritize my own business and myself as a result. And I can either take action or I cannot take action. But if I don't take action, then I don't get to complain about the lack of growth that I'm seeing, right? So I really believe the same is true for you, friend. If you find that you have the best intentions and you really do want to be elevating your brand and your business along with that, but you aren't actually taking action, you're not reaching out to designers, you're not setting aside a budget, you're not making a dream list of the deliverables, the new assets that you want to create through a rebrand or a brand refresh. If you're not taking some of those steps, then it might be time for you to just have a little honesty hour with yourself and say, am I really doing this? Am I really practicing what I preach here? Or am I unintentionally putting everyone else's needs above my own? This is so common and so sneaky because if I am, you know, thinking through some of my amazing clients, I work with a lot of photographers and wedding planners and floral designers, a lot of really wonderful service-based entrepreneurs. And at the core of their businesses, they are so focused on serving their clients well that oftentimes they can go months and even years putting their clients first and not creating any time or space in their calendar to invest back in themselves. So sometimes some of the most dramatic transformations I've been able to deliver for my clients have come from the clients who they do incredible work, but they get so caught up in the work and they get so caught up in their clients that 2-3 years go by and then they come to me and they say, Bonnie, girl, it is way, way over time for me to rebrand. And that's when we put our heads together, we get to work, and they're able, once they were able to kind of like take that first step and prioritize their own businesses, they're able to see that dramatic transformation of brands that authentically convert, of brands that position them as experts in their field, brands that really give them the tools they need to be perceived by their ideal clients in the way that they've always dreamed of being perceived. But all of that begins when you are brave enough to take a look at your business, to take a look at the potential that's there and say, yeah, this is worth it. I'm worth it. My business is worth it. And our trajectory, where we can go, the possibility of growth that is ahead of us is worth it. So friend, that third really common block that you might be experiencing that's holding you back from elevating your brand, investing in yourself, is you're just simply not prioritizing your own business. Like I said at the beginning of today's episode, I want you to know that there is so much hope. There is no shame in any of this. This is not an episode about, beating yourself up or feeling like you're doing it wrong. These are all such common blocks that we all experience at one point and another. But I think we need to have an honest conversation about them so that we can get them out of your way. In some cases, we need to get you out of your own way. And what's standing on the other side of that block is a brand that gives you the tools and the strategies you need to have the business of your dreams. Now, friend, I hope that you feel encouraged. I hope that your head is beginning to just brim with ideas and big dreams of what the future can look like for you and for your brand. I'm excited to share that I have just a handful of openings left in my own brand design calendar for 2019. And I'm already looking ahead towards 2020 and booking clients for that time period as well. So if you have been dreaming of up-leveling your brand with true intention, crafting something that is founded on powerful brand strategy, then I would love to chat with you more. You can head to my website, bisforbonniedesign.com, to learn more about my services, or you can just head to brandstrategypodcast.com for all the show notes of today's episode, and you can see all of the links about working together or scheduling a totally complimentary consult so I can learn more about you, your goals, your vision, and how I could potentially serve you well in that journey. Friend, as always, thank you so much for listening today. You are such a valued member of my little online community. I am so grateful to have you as a listener to the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you haven't yet, it would honestly mean so much to me for you to rate, subscribe, and review to the show on iTunes. Honestly, having those reviews, not only does that mean so much to me personally, but also it really does help this little podcast get in front of more creatives just like you. So all you have to do is head on over to brandstrategypodcast.com if you are not listening in iTunes currently, and you can get all the info on subscribing and reviewing on whatever podcast app you prefer. Or of course, if you are tuning in on the Apple Podcast app, then you can head on over and rate, review, and subscribe from there. Friend, thank you again for spending part of your day with me. I'm always so grateful for you. And as always, I am cheering you on from Waco. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise for me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.